pain in the body?
And should I
move on?
That it happened, keep looking at it, or should I change the position to make it comfortable?
It depends. It's quite helpful. No, a pain in the body is quite helpful because it demands attention. And it's not wrong to notice the pain in the body. There are different types of pain. Some pain, you can almost tell immediately this is going to cause damage. Other types of pain, you can almost know, well, it's not actually going to be damaging, but it is distracting. Yeah. So with that sort of pain, you can sometimes play with it a bit and know, well, the start of the pain is here, but this bit isn't hurting. So what's the distance between the two? How does the pain change? Can I notice what's not hurting and what is hurting? Can I start to play with this pain? Can I go right into the pain? Is it a sharp pain or is it a throbbing pain? What sort of pain? And then, or what happens if I pay attention to it in different ways? If I breathe through it, or if I take colour through it, or if I take sound through it, what happens? Can I play with it? Okay, I'd still... But do say, well, at some point, say, okay, enough. Okay, I will deal with you. And then the next time it happens, comes up again, I will deal with you. And the third time, what I suggest you do is you think, really, really clearly, you say to yourself, I move because I have compassion for the body. And then you smile and you gently move quietly and you feel you've been wise and compassionate, rather than you've been some sort of failure because you haven't been able to go through the pain. Yeah? But stop and think that thought really clearly so that your intention is to, because you have compassion for the body and you wish the body to be well. Yeah? Then you move and then you can do it.
So but, could that be like a meditation
option? The pain itself. Well, you can if it's not too strong, and it's not going to be damaging. You've got to figure that one out, because sometimes the pain is such that you know, well, this is actually going to persist. Yeah, and if it persists for more than 2 minutes after you've shifted position, then you probably need to see a physio. Yeah, so. You know, you need to be careful about it, but you can, with some pain, you can move the way that you give attention to it, and notice how you give attention to the pain changes the pain and how you relate to it. Because, you know, if I go to the pain and think, go away, go away, go away, that makes it worse. Whereas if I sometimes have different pain, you can do different things with. And also, you can also say, well, this is also, I know at some point there could well be a lot more pain than this somewhere in the body for whatever reason. So give it a go. You know what? And no, what I do like, because sometimes pain is chronic. You know, there are people who have chronic pain. I mean, 24 hours a day they experience pain. And that's a big deal. You know, and that's a. Then they do need to work out ways to relate to that pain, so that it's not a distraction, it's not all consuming of their attention, but they know what is painful and what is not painful. Chronic pain is a big deal, you know, and that chronic pain is pain that actually doesn't go away. I know one of the people who had that neuralgic pain that comes in your face, which is supposed to be one of the worst ones that you can ever actually get. And he was taking painkillers for it and something that was stopping something. And it didn't work with him in terms of it, you know, it distracted him in other ways and he couldn't cope. So he decided to just stop. And he worked out how to be with that without it being something that was a problem for him or for others. It was, you know, it was that strange pain that comes sometimes here that some people get. And there are other people who've dealt with pain and I've known in other ways. And I think it's also useful to know how to do that, because there are sometimes chronic painful situations in your life. yeah, which are like, you know, whatever it is that is actually like, I really don't like this. I really don't like this. This is really bad. But then you have to work out how to relate to that, so that it doesn't become something that's actually debilitating. Yeah, it's known, but it's not debilitating. Or you work out how, what sort of energy, if you give to it in different energy, well, how does that work? And you know what is hurting and what is not hurting. So you've got a perspective on it. Yeah? You know the context of it. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. But at the time, you see the other way around, so you not look at the pain,
mm-hmm.
you look at the...
The chitta.
Yeah, the chitta. I mean the response.
Yeah, the response, yes. Yeah.
I just thought that if we should look at the chitta, and we wait until the chitta calms down, that may be better than you look at the pain.
Yeah, that's...
Sometimes when I look at the pain just...
That's what I was saying, noticing... What is not hurting?
Yeah.
And always what is not hurting is that which knows. The knowing is not the pain. Yeah? The knowing is not the pain. Yeah, we go into it. Yeah. Well, you can, as I say, you can play with it, as I say, but... Know where it begins and where it ends, and it all that which knows is never painful. That's the gateway to the unconditioned. Yeah. But in the simple terms, you just know this bit hurts and this bit doesn't hurt. Yeah. Or sometimes I say when people feel they're a lot very angry, I'm really angry. I say, well, is your right elbow angry? Yeah? And you know, well, actually, the right elbow's fine, thank you. You know? And you've got then something that you've got a perspective on. Yeah? Or, the old thing is, you know, your breath. Because you can play with the way that the breath is. How your breath is affects how your... And reveals how your emotions are. Yeah? And the emotion, the general sense of anxiety as you breathe, you know, with your chest going up as you breathe in and your chest going down as you breathe out. Whereas when you're relaxed, your breath is, your belly goes out as you breathe in and in as you breathe out. And for a lot of us, what we've done is we've habituated, so that's all we ever do. And so actually our breath is always telling us you're a bit anxious. And so we feel a bit anxious. Whereas if you start shifting how you breathe so that you more ordinarily breathing in with your breathing out, with your belly going out and breathing out with your belly going in, then your body will be telling you, I'm okay. You know, even if you feel anxious, your body will be saying to you, it's all right. Yeah? You know, which is... But that has to be something that happens automatically, eventually. Or you can just play with it. One of the ways of playing with it is to breathe out with your belly going in. Breathe out with your belly going in. Hold the breath out. And sip the breath back in again. Sip it. So it's just... And let your belly fill with the breath being sipped back in. Breathing in with the belly going out. Breathing out with the belly going in. And you can breathe out. Hold the breath out. With the belly going in. and then sip the breath back in. I taught this to some 6-year-olds, 5 or 6-year-olds, down in the local primary school, very close to Amrawati one day. And a few weeks or months later, they came up to see the monastery, because it's only, you know, it's about a kilometre away. And they came up to see the monastery, to see the stupa and things, and I was there. And one of the little people came and said, "It works." And, you know, she'd figured out how the breath works to change her mood. You know, and she only needed one short lesson. You know, the old thing for English people is take 3 deep breaths and count to 10 if you get angry. You know, that's an old phrase for English people. But then there may be similar for other things. But I was impressed by this little person. She'd figured it out. You know, 6, she was 7. And yet, most of us, we do breathing in with the chest going out, and breathing out with the chest going in, which is the wrong way round. Sorry. If you want to be relaxed. And Buddhism's all about being cool. It's about Nibbana, which is being cool. Oh. Yeah, you can tell it is not going to be permanent, but if it works for you, great. But I know if I think it's not going to be permanent, it's not going to be permanent, it stays longer. That's what happens to me. Yeah, you shift to the other one, yeah. You notice what is hurting and what's not hurting, yeah.
You can.
If it works for you, what you can do in terms of it's not permanent is actually notice how it changes. Because most pain actually has some sort of vibration going on in it, or some sort of shift. It doesn't always stay exactly the same. And that, knowing that, is a way of like loosening it. And sometimes in the way that you give attention to it, it will just go. But that don't guarantee. Because if you go with the idea, if I just give it enough attention, it'll just go. Of course, you're just dealing with it. You're just giving aversion to it. Yeah, rather than there is pain. Yes, get some distance from it. So don't take the pain personally. But I do like the idea. Personally, I do find helpful before moving, actually thinking, clever guy, I'm going to move out of compassion for the body. Then I don't feel such a failure. Yeah, I mean, I'm quiet about it, but it defuses the situation, because often when I should be sitting still and not moving because of this pain, you know, and then I've got to move, I'm such a failure, you know, and that's no good, is it? That doesn't help. I can't stand it anymore. Just, I move because I have compassion for the body. You actually have to pause to do that, though. I move because I have compassion for 5 o'clock. Is that it? Thank you all, and thank you all for attending and being so kind, and very, very best wishes. It's been fun to be here. Good on you.